Hello everyone, this is Toomey here with an update on the game Battlefield 2D, which is now called Cascade, using K's instead of C's. There were two reasons why I changed the name, actually. The first one is because I wanted something different, and I know my naming conventions have not been the best, so it's probably not the best name, and if you guys have better names, I mean, feel free to toss them in. And second, it was more of a legal thing. Blizzard has a game, or I think it's Blizzard who made it, called Battlefield 2, which I felt like the D in Battlefield 2D was just kind of skirting that line just barely, so I figured a new name would be more, you know, friendly. But with that being said, today we are going to be covering version 2.0 of this game. And I've made quite a lot of changes. There's still some things I need to work out, still some bugs, still some random things that are, you know, unbalanced. I've been working with Claude. Claude has helped me, you know, redesign some things. Makes me look stupid sometimes, I will be quite honest. But yeah, I've been working with Claude, and obviously, you know. Now, one thing I'd like to mention about this game is, right now, especially in this new version, it has some kinks. There are still some things I need to work out, bugs I need to fix. There are some overpowered elements that I still need to balance out, but this is more to show you guys what I've been working on, you know, how far it's progressed. Obviously, I'm not going to be providing any release dates, but I'm hoping to get it out pretty soon. So yeah, let's work on that. So yeah, we're going to give this a shot, and this is actually my second time recording this, because it turns out the first time I recorded this, my speech was rooted, but my game was not. So, I was quite annoyed. So, this is actually the second time I'm recording this. So, first, let me make sure for sure that my, okay, that's rooted, and let's see, we're also going to this,
check,
okay, there we go,
360.
And then we're going to decrease
rate,
the speed,
rate 35,
all right,
command prompt, terminal C, users to me, developer source code,
and we are going to now run this from source,
C, users to me, developer source code, GitHub, Cascade, Game, Creator, Python,
PyGames. Alright.
Main menu. Choose an option with the up and down arrow key. Cascade.
Okay. So, as you can see, new menu music. We also have new UI sounds.
Play currently on level 41. With AK currently on level 41. Test setting. Exit. Test. Play.
So, same old, same old. There's not much that's changed, but I can quickly go through it just to kind of demo.
Test settings.
So we have settings, our settings
menu
here.
Select gender of character, currently male, repetition of wall collision sounds, on, play turning sound when your direction changes, on, display a quick start guide before starting the game, only applies to level 1, on, back, display repetition, select gender of character, currently male, gender has been switched to female, settings, select gender has been switched to non-binary, settings, select gender has been switched to male, set, select repetition of wall collision sounds, on, off, set, select repetition, on,
yep,
settings menu, select play turning sound when your direction,
those.
Display a back.
And the other toggles work just the same, so I won't, you know, mess with those too much.
Back.
So we're gonna go back.
Main menu. Test settings. Test speaker.
We have our speaker test here as usual.
Left. Right.
Main menu. Choose
go.
Option. Play. Test set. Exit. Set. Test. Play. Current.
And,
on level 41 with 86
out
of 2. Loading. There are
all
no
right.
enemies to display.
So, first things first.
There are no enemies to display.
Well,
enemy
the map has not changed. Same map. However, there have been some changes in turn. First, the original way this game worked was it was based off of a bunch of timers in the code, and you know, it always did these checks to make sure what level you were at, and it was just this really messy process. But now the game actually has spawn points, which means helicopters no longer spawn in buildings and stuff, so it's more spread out. So that's one of the changes in this. I do need to make the walls of the buildings higher, because right now the helicopters can just casually fly over the walls and still make it inside the buildings. What they're actually supposed to do is turn around once they reach a wall, but since the wall is lower than them, they have this idea that they like rule the entire map and they should be able to do what they want to do. So I'm gonna have to like put them in their place and say, no, we're gonna like raise these walls. So that's one thing. Another thing is helicopters are now divided into classes. There are several different classes of helicopters. The main class that you guys are used to are the enemy helicopters. These are helicopters that fly around and they deposit enemies. You know, they fly around for a bit, coming for a landing, and then they deposit enemies. And sometimes these helicopters fly in way too fast and they just end up crashing and stuff. Or there are times when the helicopters will collide and they will deploy emergency weapons. So that's not changed. However, now we have different types of helicopters, and I like to call them classes. So, I've just talked about the enemy helicopter. We also have the carrier helicopter. And carriers, what they do is they fly around and they deploy helicopters of their own. Now, right now, all they deploy are enemy helicopters, but I might change this later. So what they do is they fly around and deploy helicopters of their own, which, you know, come down and do what they're intended to do. These helicopters are not really that dangerous. I mean, if they come in too fast, obviously you're going to get your ass kicked or, you know, hurt, but nothing too extreme right now. Container helicopters are new. Now, these helicopters are based off of BK3. I got some of this inspiration from BK3, so we'll see some BK3 stuff in here. How these work is they will fly around and they will deploy a person container. These containers will they will come around and they are facing the direction that the helicopter chooses them to face upon drop. And they will come in that direction, and if you happen to be in that particular direction and they get close enough to you, it will shut, so it contains you inside. And then it will take you back to the helicopter, and the container will be drawn back into the helicopter, and you will be dropped. So, similar situation in BK3. Next, we have bomber helicopters. Now, one new thing in this game is time bombs. And these are bombs where they will be deposited on the ground, and the timer is 3 seconds, so you have 3 seconds, beep, 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 and then they explode. The current exploding radius is 10 tiles, so if you are within 10 tiles of the bomb, you will get hit. That also applies to enemies, helicopters, any of that stuff, so they will also receive the impact. Another thing is, and this is probably one of the most dangerous helicopters that you are going to deal with, elite helicopters. What elite helicopters do is they deposit what are called caretakers. And the irony is that they do not take care of you in the way you think they take care of you. They'd rather do it in a more gruesome fashion. Now, I'm sure that you guys are probably, you BK3 fans are probably familiar with the biocontrol system in Stage 25. These caretakers are essentially mini biocontrol systems, and they can do any of the following things. They can spawn missiles, which go after you. They're inescapable for now, but I plan for you to be able to like jump over them. For now, they are homing. They can deploy time bombs, or they can throw grenades at you. So, and it might seem, you know, like a small deal, but when there are several of them in the same location, it can become quite the show. So I'm planning to try and like figure out if I can limit how many appear in like a certain location, because right now they kind of just stack up and, you know, it gets pretty chaotic unless like a time bomb is dropped near it and, you know, blows it up. And they are pretty tanky right now. I will decrease their health eventually. But, yeah, the caretakers are very painful, and they are tanks to deal with. So, that's another thing. Another thing I've done is I've removed the mutated enemies. I just didn't really see your use for them, and they were, I didn't really feel like they were providing any of the challenge that was something unique about them. So, the mutated enemies are gone now. We just have the classics. We have the robots. The robots have not left. They're here to stay. But the zombies, or whatever you want to call them, they are gone. Alright, enough rambling. We are on the street outside the store. The store is to our left. In fact, we can look at the overview here.
Helicopter, less armor, but helicopter, less enemy, but helicopter, less enemy, face helicopter, less armor, facing right at 686, 73, and 593.
Helicopters here, just floating around.
Over.
Just gonna run left. Store door is closed. Got it. Door now. How many gems do I have?
Health drink, grenade, 5, gem, 178. Store, some gem, health drink, gems required, 25. Press enter to select this item. You are about to burn.
Actually, no, let's do
6. Sit verify and purchase, gems remaining, 28. Health, 9mm, and 5, step shot, grenade, closed door. Grenades, gems required, 5. Press enter to select
the
you are
about to
burn. Verify and gems remaining, 18. Health, 9, 5, step shot, grenade, closed grenades.
I can buy more than that.
Shot grenades, gems required, you are about to purchase.
What?
Verify and purchase validated, you bought 1 for 5 gems, store, so gems remaining, 13, health, 9, 5, 7, shot grenade, close store, close grenades, gems required, 5, press and you are about to purchase, grenades, how much would you like to- Verify and purchase, you don't have enough gems to afford this, you need 15 gems, gems remaining, 13, health, 9, 5, 7, shot grenade, close grenades, gems required, shot grenades, gems, you are about to verify and purchase, gems remaining, 3.
There we go, okay.
Health come.
Another thing I forgot to mention is you do earn a lot more gems in this version. The other version just kind of made it impossible to really get anything. And another thing you just heard is you no longer get severe alerts about just emergency drones. You also get alerts about these huge beasts.
Elite helicopter detected at coordinates 120-40. Warning, caretaker deployment imminent.
Which means they will deploy caretakers when they get close enough, and then unlike the helicopters that kind of just keep flying around and deploying stuff, once they've gotten rid of their load, they will fly off and be like, see ya, because they have nothing else to do, because the caretakers will, you know, decimate what the, you know, they deem appropriate to decimate, I guess. I mean, then again, the helicopter wouldn't really be able to control that, because it disappears both from the game and the, you know, code, but it is what it is. Anyways, I'm rambling. We're gonna press escape.
Overview closed.
And we're gonna run to the left.
Elite helicopter detected at coordinate 612. Elite helicopter detected at coordinate 612.
And we also have
shotgun.
Load up my shotgun here.
Elite.
Sometimes the grenades will not be primarily targeted at you. Other times they will be. I need to honestly do some fixes. For example, that grenade was not meant for me, but I guess it wanted to target someone
still
here. That missile is coming at me. However, the enemy is going to be destroyed.
4,000.
Sorry, Brand. That's another thing. If you want your voice included in this, reach out to me if you want to do that. I did ask for permission. Brian and Mason. I like how when I was watching the voice I used, they had to, like, you can also hear that I used my younger self. Rage pillow myself.
This weapon still has ammo.
Wait for yourself. These are the ones. That caretaker is trying to throw missiles, those little sounds you're hearing. However, it's struggling because there's a wall blocking it. Now, there is a caretaker.
No enemies.
That is throwing grenades. And there's another caretaker that just dropped. And there's a missile coming straight for me. Okay, this is another bug. There are enemies that would rather follow you around than actually shoot you. Hey, only I get the jump.
This weapon's still 3,100.
Can this robot take it? So these caretakers only move when they're not activated. I do find them just move. And I think that's another reason why they're just kind of getting stuck in one area. So they kind of just pile up.
Score, select ends remaining. Come. This weapon still has ammo. Option, this weapon still has ammo.
Come on. Dang,
this weapon still has ammo. 2,400.
You're not taking my base? So what it's basically doing is it's dragging me to its master, and you can see it just deployed me, and I'm following.
409.66, facing right.
Yep. I'm just gonna... That was reaching for me. Ow! Yeah, it was ready for me. Okay. Let's do one more playthrough.
Enemy old helicopter, class armor facing left at 207, helicopter, class armor facing left at 676.
Over there, okay.
266-0, this weapon still has ammo. Not this weapon.
Alright. Snakes. Did you look at that?
The door.
Wait, what happened? That's just... Oh, that helped. Yeah, that's a bomber.
Elite helicopter detected at coordinate 670-40. Warning, caretaker deployed.
These are bombers over there. We don't have to worry about those as long as we stay away from the bombs.
A helicopter has just collided with another helicopter. Average coordinates 130.
Grenade that did the damage, or if there was a bomb. Oh, there was a bomb there.
Press enter to select that option.
Okay. That was rough. Alright. Alright, we're gonna end it there. I don't know what the heck just happened there. That was very painful. But anyways, yeah, I know there's not a huge lot, but that is version 2.0 so far of Cascade, or formerly Battlefield 2D. So yeah, thanks for listening to this ridiculous, chaotic recording, and I hope this update is reasonable, because I know that this game has kind of went cold for quite a while. So yeah, hopefully I'll see you guys in the next one, and peace out.